Well, what don't we surrender to in this life? It certainly covers a lot of ground, both literal and metaphorical, I think. I don't know if I would answer that for the listener. I would be a little bit more curious as to what the listener might surrender to and let them fill in that blank for themselves.
Over the Rhine is a husband and wife team based in the outskirts of Cincinnati. They've just celebrated 20 years of making music together with a new album that was funded by over 1,000 fans called The Long Surrender. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Karen Berquist and Linford Detweiler are both singers and multi-instrumentalists in Over the Rhine. They debuted in 1991 and have been honing their style of quiet intensity ever since. For this project called The Long Surrender, they brought on producer Joe Henry. In his liner notes, Joe Henry describes the process of working with Over the Rhine, saying, "We settled for luminance over order, for terse beauty and a smeared lipstick brand of soul, for spot welding over handicraft, for leaving the edges wild." Karen, Linford, and the whole band joined host John Platt in WFUV Studios, and he got to ask them what the surrender in their album title means to them.
The literal part of that was we really did want to sort of check our expectations at the door when we walked into the studio to work with Joe and this amazing band that he had put together for us, all players that we had never met before. We wanted to be swept downstream, you know. We wanted to get on a train and set out for some place that we hadn't quite named, you know. So we did surrender our expectations. I think the other thing that was in the water as I was writing these songs was the fact that I had buried my father a few years ago, and the family called on me to write his obituary. And this idea of, you know, life being sort of an ongoing process of surrendering, and then ultimately, hopefully, we gracefully surrender life itself. I think just some of those themes were sort of weaving themselves through the song.
You write some separately, you write some together. How is it different? You know, what do you think Linford brings versus what Karen brings to a song?
You know, I've always admired the whole Elton John, Bernie Taupin sort of thing, and I always wanted a writing partner. Yeah, I think even before I knew I could write. I think what we're really good at is editing each other, maybe. That's the hardest part, I think. Self-editing and then editing, you know, your close partner's work.
We haven't lost our objectivity.
No, we haven't.
Over the years.
We don't think so, anyway.
Does it ever get tense, though? I mean, you know, you're living together, you're working together, you have to give feedback to each other, and do you get proprietary sometimes? It must happen sometimes.
Oh, I think so. There's sometimes that one of us feels much more strongly about a particular song, has to sort of advocate it for it. In fact, the song we just played, The King Knows How, Karen had a stronger feeling about that song than I did, and kept sort of pushing the song forward, you know, let's finish this, it belongs on this record, and I finally got there.
She was right too, wasn't she?
She usually is.
That's on tape.
I've seen the bebop apocalypse, lean into you, God's hands on my hips, grip the midnight microphone, steal every cell of my flesh and bone. I wrestle my angel in smoky stage lights, climb Jacob's ladder 2,000 more flights, tell St. Valentine, hey, give me five. song must survive.
That was Over the Rhine, live in FUV Studios, performing Infamous Love Song and The King Knows How. Their new album is called The Long Surrender. Take 5, produced today by Paul Chufo. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.